Three things the Lord's been speaking to the church about, and that is to reach higher, grow stronger, and go deeper. And so here is Pastor Cheryl preaching on Go Deeper.
Good morning. God has really been talking a lot to many of us about going deeper. I was sharing with a couple of ladies a few nights ago about for a couple of years, I felt like God's been, he showed me a hand. And he was saying I was here, and I was thinking I was supposed to go over. But then I remembered something Apostle Leon said years ago, no, I'm not going to go over, I'm going to go through it. And I believe that was, I was supposed to go deeper into the Word of God, not just me, but you too. We are supposed to go deeper into the Word of God. We are supposed to grow in our relationship with God. And when we begin to do that, all kinds of things will begin to happen. Our prayers that have been answered, yes, but there are so many prayers that we have prayed and prayed and prayed and cried about that have not answered. And I believe if we get into this deep thing and we have this great deeper relationship with our Heavenly Father, our faith will extend. We've been hearing so much of these testimonies today about faith. And they have touched on things that I have written to talk about, but it lets me know that I was right on the material that I gathered and what God was saying to me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, I think up here, let's put the first verse up. And I want us to read this together. 1 Colossians 2, 6 and 7. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thanksgiving. Let's go on and read the rest of it. On the faith side, the Colossians had received Christ Jesus as Lord, and had been taught the faith. On the practice side, they needed to continue to live in him and be built up in him, becoming strengthened in their faith and overflowing with thanksgiving. I heard people say today that they pray to God for jobs. They pray to God for their homes to be sold. They prayed to God for disabilities to continue. But you know, when I listened to you, Heather, I heard that she decided, it was her choice, she decided to take this step into being closer to God because she wanted her baby to be born and to know God. So she took that first step. And that's what it goes about, being rooted and being built up. She took that step. And every time something would come up against her, she would say, but God is going to take care of it. You know, her mother would say, what are you going to do now? God's going to take care of it. When you continuously have that attitude, of God is going to take care of it, look out, because God is going to take care of it. You know, it may not be on your time or my time, but it's going to be on time. Just like Gabe's and Jen's situation. They said it was not the amount of money that they asked for, but it was what they needed. He knows what we need. Sometimes our wants don't always get answered, but our needs always get answered. And with Terry, you know, the situation, I loved when Terry said her brightness was in this building. And it was so bright that the darkness couldn't stand it. I saw where Satan was just shaking his boots. They couldn't stand it. But she stood on the word of God when she was let go. And hey, look, she had a mentor mother that told her, they owe you something. And look what God did. She kept the faith of God because she's been taught that. And we talked about, that's what the verse said. She had been taught that. She kept that faith. And guess what? And that right on attitude, the money came to her. These testimonies that we are getting, they are just overflowing. Overflowing. And I promise you, as you go deeper into the Word of God, as you build this relationship of God, as you are rooted and rooted and rooted and grind in the Word of God, and as you build this relationship with God, you will see these blessings overflowing. Joy will overflow. You know, blessings does not come to someone because they come to church every Sunday and sit down and say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The blessings come with that faith connection that we have with God. It comes with us getting on our knees every morning and every night and saying, thank you, Lord, even when you don't feel good, because you know that God is going to heal you. That connection also comes when you get a foreclosure note, but you say, God's going to take care of that. And before you know it, God takes care of that. That faith connection comes when the doctor tells you that you have cancer. And nobody wants to hear that. But you know what? Our God is a healer. All we have to do is knock on the door for God. Knock on that door and ask for him, and it shall be given. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. In Colossians, Paul mixes several situations in order to describe the process of spiritual growth, which some of them we talked about already. Paul was an apostle, a special messenger of Christ Jesus, the Messiah. We read about this all the time. But sometimes we just don't get it in our spirit what all that means to us. He says there, see to it that no one carries you off as spoiled. That's spoiled meat. It stinks and you want to throw it away. His so-called philosophy, vain dissent, and following human traditions. And what that tells me is when you're in the Word of God, and you have this relationship with our Heavenly Father, that people will come at you and try to pull you off the course that you're on. Because they don't want you to be on that journey. They don't want you to really get those blessings that only God can give you. Hey, you can earn big money, but that does not mean it is a blessing from God. So don't get mixed up in these people that have these nice big houses, because you don't know on the inside what's going on with them. But when we, again, have this relationship with God and we get these things, it is a blessing. So don't get caught up in this. This is a really rough month for most people, and a lot of people don't understand about this month. But spiritually, this is a month that you really got to be in the Word of God. You have got to be with this relationship with Him. You got to be praising and thanking Him and worshiping Him, because all kinds of things are happening around you that you don't even see. You know what I mean? That is true. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful. The other thing is, let no one defraud you by acting as if they are an empire and declaring you unworthy and disqualifying you for your prize. That goes with, I think Terry was talking about, you know, because of her situation, God can just wipe that clean. I've heard of people that have applied for houses and had bad credit, and they prayed to God, and guess what? They got the loan because God put a blinder over the computer so the person didn't even look at it, didn't see it. I don't know. Or it was just that favor that they had. With Terry, it did not matter about her situation. She's a child of God, and she walks in that anointing as being a child of God. So the man said, I don't care about your past. You take care of me and you got a job. And she got that job. Amen. How awesome is that? In Paul, in his letters to in Colossians, to me, when I was reading, faith is trust. So we trust in God. We have to have that faith in God. We have to believe that his teaching is truth. Faith includes to me a radical and total commitment to Christ as the Lord of one's life. And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes we need to get radical. Amen. You cannot be meek. It's a meek person. I've been called meek years ago. And I guess I am. But I'm not weak. All right. I'm not weak. I can be radical. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And sometimes that's what we got to do. God wants us to be radical every now and then. We need to be radical to push those darkness back.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being radical in praise and worship. We want the presence of God in our praise and worship. We want to let him know that he's here. We want him to know that we feel that anointing that only he can provide for us. We want him to know that we count on him. We don't count on man. We count on God. So sometimes we just have to be a little radical in that. A little radical. I want to talk about faith. Some men of the Bible that had faith. Elijah had faith and prayed to end the drought. And instantly, they say, an abundance of rain came. You know, sometimes around here, we get a drought. You know, but most of us go and get our little water sprinkler or our water hose, and we water our garden. Pastor Leonard, I would say Pastor Leonard, before he does that, he prays that God will rain on his garden. Because he is a man that has stood many, many years in trusting on God. And I am so thankful that I sat today under him and Pastor Janet. Because I know that they have that faith that walks in the true word of God. Thankful. So thankful. Moses, through faith, he just held up his hand and said the word. And guess what? The Red Sea just stood up and 2 million people walked through without getting knee deep in mud and were able to cross over with their materials, their flocks. Can you imagine that? Having so much faith in God that you see the Red Sea and you just say, move up, raise your hand, and it all just stood up. And the people were able to walk through. Now that is faith. How much time do I have? Okay. Okay, so there are some points. If you will look in your bulletin, I want to just share that a little bit. And the first one is receiving Jesus as Lord. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. And if there's anyone here that has not received Jesus as Lord or need to recommit themselves, everybody close your eyes. And those that need to recommit themselves to the Lord or never have, please raise your hand. Okay, I see those hands. And at the end of the service, Apostle Janet will open the door for you to come down with one of the elders and let us pray for you so that you walked in one way, but you will not walk out the same way. That's why they call for the elders to come down before the altar. So I ask of you to please do that today. And the next one is continue to live in him. So Jen and Gay, Terry and Heather, they have received God into their hearts, into their being, and they continue to walk correctly. They pay tithes and offerings. They say hello to people. They are nice to people. When they're driving along, Jen does not cut somebody off. None of that. Oh. You know, and we speak to people in a godly way. We pray for one another. We do kind things that God wants us to do. We are neighborly. Amen. We ask people, are you okay if you see someone that does not seem to be right? The men will open doors for women when they go into a place. There are so many things that you can do in this walk with Jesus and as we live with Jesus. Think about that. Rooted and built up in Him. Have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in Him. Be established and more confirmed in your faith. You know, you can go home and you can look in your Bible and you can look under faith and you will find faith scriptures that will help you on this walk. So I advise you to do that. If you think that your faith needs a little bit more build up, if you want to be able to go through that wall that I was talking about for myself, then I would go home and look up faith because you, just like me, want to build that faith up so that we can go through that wall and all those blessings and everything that comes along with it. Our families being saved. That is number one for me. I want all of my family to be saved. I want them to have homes and good jobs and cars. I want them to be in good health. All those kind of things we want for our families and friends. As you do this walk and you have a job, you want to pray for that job. I don't care if you don't like your job. It's still what pays your bills. So pray for it. We need to be praying into our nations. We need to be praying for our presidents. I don't care if you are Democrat or Republican. You should be praying for who's in office today. And then when it comes time for election, pray about who to pray for and go and vote. That's how you walk through these things and get what you need. Not what you want, but what you need. We want to get rooted. You know, when you're planting seeds on Wednesday night, we've been talking about planting seeds, you know. And you got to put that seed down correctly. Right. And if you don't put it down deep enough, when it grows up, it's going to swag. My tomato plant swagged because I didn't put them down deep enough. Pastor Leonard told me that a couple of years ago. And what did I do again? I didn't put it down deep enough. So they were swagging. So I had to get these sticks to start propping them up. But you know what? They stayed up some. And every now and then I had to go get another stick and put up there. But that's just the same thing as the Word of God. Sometimes it's not strong enough and we aren't exercising enough. So we got to go back again and fall on our knees and pray to God to help us out. So strengthen it in faith as you have been taught. Here at the River, we have been taught. Before I came here, I was going somewhere else, and we would have to go out of town to go to classes like we have here on Wednesday nights or Sunday nights. So my friends, they got on the computer and looked it up, and they found this church called the River of Life that was downtown then. So that's how come I'm here? And I'm so thankful because I have learned so, so much. And I have strengthening in my faith. Sometimes when you at the service, stay a little longer. Don't run out the door right away. You know, when I first came, that's what I did. And God told me to pretend that I had some glue under my feet. And it wasn't pretending. It was glue under my feet. So when service was over, I could not just make a beeline for the front door. I had to stand still. And then you know what happened? I wasn't always on time either. So Pastor Jeff, I would come in maybe the third song. And then it would be so good. And it would be so wonderful to feel the anointing of God. And I said, okay, next Sunday I'm going to come a little early. And I might came 5 minutes earlier. But then you know what God did? He had Pastor Janet to ask me to work in the bookstore. And working in the bookstore, that meant I had to come early. And that meant I had to stay until almost the last person left. So God works in all kinds of ways. He strengthens us in all kinds of things. You just have to be obedient. You just have to be obedient. And you know, and I want each one of us, as we go deeper in the Word and deeper with our walk with God, deeper in having this relationship and building up with God, I want us to overflow like a river, because that's what Scripture says. We are to overflow. And a lot of times here, we used to have the blue. Yeah. We like, and the pastors would stay on the end, the leaders, and we would go under. We would go through the river. Awesome time. Awesome time in the Lord. I am so thankful today. Say you're thankful today. In closing, I just want to share something that I actually, part of this was from Lester Sumrall. And in my words, it says, press deeper into faith in your relationship with God. You were created to rule and reign in life. And that was from the very beginning of time. Therefore, it is time to stop letting circumstances push you around. Let's experience the joy of walking in faith with the always faithful God. Let's take our rightful position in Christ and get our victory over sickness, depression, financial problem, confusions, procrastination, and go out and get these things, such as our healing, financial worth, new jobs, new homes, peace, happiness, joy. Come on. It is time for us to do this. It is time. We have been like stepping a little slow. And I'm talking about me, okay? So I want to share with you. I don't want to be selfish. I want to tell you too. It is time for us to go deeper in the Lord. It is time for us to go deeper in the Word. It is time that when church opens up, it's not church as it was last week. Because the presence of the Lord gives us something new every day. We might have problems tonight, but I promise you in the morning, joy will come in the morning. Hallelujah. Joy comes in the morning for us. It's like a refresher when we wake up in the morning to the Lord. Because we're saying, Lord, thank you. I'm awake today. Hallelujah.
Let's give the Lord a praise. Thank you, Pastor Cheryl. You blessed us this morning with the word of the Lord.